Hi everyone, Carissa here from Grace to Organize. I am so excited. This is my first podcast. If you're listening, thank you so much for supporting me and just listening to what I have to share with you, what's on my heart today. So for my very first podcast, I just want to give you a little bit of background, let you know who I am, what I do, and why I do what I do. So what am I? I am a professional organizer. So what does that look like? Well, that means that I help people get organized, but through my business, I've also learned that there's a lot of aspects to that. So I like to think of myself as an accountability partner, as an encourager, as someone who motivates and inspires. And that's really fun for me. So that's a whole new aspect of my business I didn't anticipate when I started Grace to Organize. So why do I call myself Grace to Organize? Well, first of all, my name Carissa, the root of it is the word charis, which means grace in Greek. So I love that, but I also want my clients and the people I meet with to know that I am super gracious. I'm coming into your space not to judge you or to be harsh towards you. I am just there simply as an objective set of eyes, as someone who loves organizing and who just has so many creative ideas for spaces that I want to share. So yes, my name means Grace and you can call me Grace, but I also want you to know that is part of who I am. I want to be gracious towards you. So with that being said, let's get into what I do as a professional organizer. So, I offer free consultations, and I do that for a couple of reasons. One, so that you can get to know me before we try to work together. So, I want you to feel comfortable with me as your organizer to come into your space. I want you to know my character, I want you to know my heart, and I want you to know that know my personality so you can see, oh yeah, I will work well with her. So that's the first and largest reason. However, I also want to offer you some ideas and maybe some tips that can help you. Some people I have met with actually don't even need an organizer necessarily. They just need some ideas and then they're able to implement them themselves. So that's really awesome. I remember one woman, I did a consultation with her and we had a time scheduled and she texted me and she said, you know what, like, I actually don't even need you anymore. And she didn't say it in a harsh way. What she really meant was, like, after the consultation, I was so motivated and inspired that I just did the work myself, which I was actually really excited about. That's not always the case, and many people need someone to help them do the work physically. Or another part of my job is actually being an accountability partner. So what that means is that when we schedule a time to work together, I'm going to show up and you are going to expect that from this time to this time, we are going to be working on your project. And so that will reduce distractions. It's really hard sometimes to do a project alone because, like I said, distractions come up, or we get unmotivated, or we just feel like, oh, I'm not really doing very much, and so it's easy to give up. But as an organizer, part of my job is to be there at a specific time to motivate you, and also, like I was mentioning earlier, give you some awesome ideas. So I will do a free consultation, and then from there, I'm going to come in at our scheduled time. And we are either going to organize right away or we're going to declutter first. So decluttering, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, there's a little bit too much stuff for the space that you're trying to work with. So we need to decide what's actually important to you. And many people will tell me, you know what, I know that I have too much stuff and I need help getting rid of it. And so what I'm going to do through that process is help you decide. If it's hard for you to decide, why am I keeping this and what purpose does it serve? And so I'm going to ask some questions like, when was the last time you used it? Or Do you love it? So I use that actually in my own life when I go shopping for clothes specifically, because in the past, well, for years I should say, I would buy something and months later I would realize I never wear this. And I realized it's because I didn't really like the way it fit, or the color just wasn't right, or it didn't go with anything I owned. And so I started becoming more intentional with my shopping habits. And so now I actually ask myself, Carissa, do you love this? Can you live without it? And you know what I found most times is that the next day I'll either be thinking about it again or I won't. And so it's easy when we're shopping to kind of make impulse decisions and then later be like, why did I buy that? And so that's true with decluttering. If you're not able to catch yourself at the store asking, do I love this? Do I need this? Will I use it? And you end up with it at home. Well, that's when you ask yourself, okay, is this serving a purpose or is it just taking up space? So that's part of the decluttering. I may ask some other questions as we go through the process, but that's just to give you an idea. And then after we declutter, we are going to organize. And so we can either do that together if you're interested in learning organizing or you want to be more involved in the process. Or if it's a somewhat personal space for you and you need to give a lot of influence into where things go. And so just an example of a simple project that most people don't need to be involved in, that would be a pantry. Pantries are pretty straightforward, and that's something that I can usually just work on solo. What I'm going to do is just set up a system for you that you can follow. And so that may require minimal input. However, there are other situations where I'm going to need more input from you. And so that may require asking certain questions before I get started, or it may involve you being side by side with me as we go through. And so each job really can look different. It depends on the space and it depends on your preference. So that in a nutshell is what I offer. I do decluttering and I do organizing, but I also am there to encourage and motivate my clients and inspire them. And so that's actually what I like to do through my social media. So that's why I started this podcast, because I want to inspire you. I want to give you ideas. I want to share my heart with you. So thank you for listening to this podcast. If you will please go like me on social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Pinterest, and those are other great platforms and ways for you to get inspired and motivated. So again, thank you so much, and I look forward to sharing more podcasts with you in the future. Take care and have a gracious day.